accepting way, a key aspect of mindfulness, won't interfere with your busyness, but it will give you a welcome and valuable sense of calm and self-possession in the middle of it. For instance, glance around the space you're in right now. As you do so, can you put a very light attention on the sensation of your breath as it enters and leaves your nostrils? Let your mind go quiet for a few moments. That's a mindfulness practice, and it takes no more than a few seconds, yet it can help you to lift your head out of the busyness of your day. I'm too busy to sit and meditate. As its title suggests, this book will show you how to practice mindfulness on the go. None of the mindfulness practices in this book require you to sit and meditate for lengthy periods. For instance, breathing in to a count of 7 and out to a count of 11, the 7-11 practice, is very calming. It also takes less than half a minute to do. Try it and see. I'm a parent of young kids. Where am I supposed to find quiet spaces in my life? That's okay. This book will show you how to practice mindfulness and scream at the kids at the same time. And if you learn to observe their shenanigans without crowding your mind with judgment about them, or about yourself, you might even scream less often. For instance, take a moment right now to notice where in your body you feel a sense of calmness and groundedness. This might be somewhere between your chest and your tummy, or it might even be at the tip of your nose. Next time the kids are driving you mad, or you're driving them mad, try to retain an awareness of that center of groundedness. I can't do the lotus position, and I don't like all this Buddha stuff anyway. Mindfulness has nothing to do with the lotus position. People who practice mindfulness in the Buddhist tradition sometimes meditate in that position, but I won't be asking you to do anything like that. Next time you're sitting in a chair, notice the feeling of your back against the back of the chair and your feet against the soles of your shoes. That's a brief mindfulness practice that doesn't require the lotus position. I don't have time to read long books about mindfulness. That's why, as books go, this is a short one. And it's designed so that you can dip in at any time to find a mindfulness idea or suggestion you can practice in a way that fits in with a busy lifestyle. For instance, what can you hear right now in your vicinity? Can you listen for about 20 seconds without telling yourself a story about the sounds and without interpreting them? As you do this, if a story or interpretation comes into your mind, return your attention gently to the sounds. That's an example of a mindfulness practice that you can do in a very short period of time. Although, as with all the practices in this book, if you want to spend longer periods doing it, or if you want to set aside a little time at the weekends for a mindfulness meditation, that's good too. So now we've dealt with potential obstacles and established that mindfulness might be for you. Let's look at what it actually is and how it is good for you. What is mindfulness anyway, and why do I want to do it? Think of mindfulness as returning. It's as simple and as difficult as that. Mindfulness is about returning your attention again and again to whatever is going on for you right now, but in a special way, without arguing with reality. By dropping that argument, you learn to appreciate what is there to be appreciated, and you enhance your ability to see what needs to be changed. The benefits are manifold. Mindfulness is acceptance. I think this is probably the key thing to remember. Most of us find the concept of acceptance hard to understand. One of its meanings is that you don't use energy complaining to yourself about the things that you can do nothing about right now. It's raining outside, or you don't like your job, or your spouse is annoying. It is possible to waste vast amounts of energy complaining about things like these. But ultimately, where does that get you? It doesn't stop the rain from falling. It won't make your job wonderfully exciting, and it won't change your spouse's annoying habits. We spend a lot of our time in a sort of trance made up of memories, fantasies,